Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what happens when you break no contact. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing what happens when you break no contact. So first of all, I need to describe to you what the no contact rule is. And that is something that people suggest you implement if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no-contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarise yourself with my version of a no-contact rule. But now you understand this, what happens if you break no contact? What happens if you are a dumpy, you want to try to get your ex back, you implement my version of the no contact rule, but then you break no contact? What actually happens? So we need to delve further into why the no contact rule actually works. And when I say it works, I mean that it slowly but surely pulls your ex closer and closer to the point of wanting to contact you. So when the dumper ends a relationship, when the dumpy has been dumped and their relationship is over, it is because the dumper felt a very low level of romantic emotional attraction for them. This was obviously quite high during the relationship, and slowly but surely it has lowered and lowered and lowered to the point of where the dumper has decided to end the relationship. So with this being said, it goes without saying that the dumpy needs to try to increase this level of romantic emotional attraction that the dumper feels for them to decide to eventually reach out to them once more. So with this level now being very low, how can the dumpy begin to increase it higher and higher and higher? And that is that they need to become scarce. Scarcity creates value, and that is why we as human beings place value on things which are scarce, such as diamonds. Implementing my version of a no-contact rule will make yourself scarce from a dumper's mindset. A dumper will obviously be saying to a dumpy, I've ended the relationship and I no longer want to spend time with you, but subconsciously, they will be expecting you to beg, to plead, to reason with them, to reaffirm their value and to place them on a pedestal. If you don't do that, if you remove yourself from their life, from their world, from their presence, then you will not be enabling this for them and you will become scarce in their mind, and hence you will begin to grow romantic emotional attraction once again within their mind. And when this level hits a certain point, this is when the dumper will reach out to the dumpy, and the dumpy can begin to rebuild the connection once more and try to grow a new relationship. So what happens if during this process, during this period of no contact, that the dumpy breaks no contact? What happens to the situation then? So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, and information on audio coaching and positivity boosts, please click the link in the description. The length of time before a dumper will reach out to a dumpee will vary from person to person and breakup to breakup. And this will all depend on the relationship, the breakup and the aftermath to determine how low the level of romantic emotional attraction has now fallen, and hence how much further it needs to raise before it hits the necessary level, the necessary point, before the dumper will reach out. Now think of the dumper as a drug addict, okay? They're desperate for their fix of the dumpee reaffirming their value. And as they get more and more desperate, they start to really consider reaching out to their ex. They start to really consider putting the feelers out there and contacting the dumpee. So what happens if the dumpee breaks no contact? What happens if the dumpee contacts their ex before the dumper has reached the necessary and important level? Well, unfortunately, the dumpee would have destroyed all of the work that they've put in. The level of romantic emotional attraction will plummet back down to the point just after the breakup, because all of a sudden the dumper has realised that the dumpee was always there in the background. The dumpee still wanted them. The dumpee was still desperate for them. So the dumper, who we can now consider as a bit of a drug addict and starting to get a real desperation for the dumpee's time and energy, has now been given a hit for free. The dumper has now realised that they don't need to reach out to the dumpee, because it doesn't matter, because eventually the dumpee will contact them. The illusion has been ruined. The dumper was starting to believe that if they didn't contact their ex, they would never hear from them again. And all of a sudden, the dumpee has proven that they will still reach out. And hence, if you break no contact, you are showcasing that you are not scarce, you are not rare, and you will always be there for the dumper. I strongly advise you not to break no contact. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, and not all of you will. But if you break the no contact rule, you will destroy all of the effort you have put in so far. You don't know how close your ex is to reaching out to you. But if you contact them first, then you are taking the bun out of the oven before it is ready. You do not want to be doing this. It will be lowering your chances of success. And hence, if you break the no contact rule, you may as well be saying to the dumper, I am always here for you. You don't need to put in any effort, because I will be here for you for as long as you need me. So if you feel that this podcast has helped you, please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.